spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Mizuho finishes 0.9% below its 52-week high, but the 5.5% week comes on sub-average volume. Mizuho Financial Group's NYSE ADR closed at $11.23 after a strong week, keeping a long-running trend signal intact, while participation stayed just under its 13-week norm. Research brief. Mizuho Financial Group gained 5.5% in the week ended 4 September, outperforming both U.S. financial services and U.S. banks' regional averages. The stock sits 19.8% above its weekly trend line and 0.9% below its 52-week high, but volume at 0.9 times the 13-week average leaves confirmation less than forceful. Key points. 1. MFG closed at $11.23, up 5.5% for the week and 16.0% over 12 weeks. 2. The trend signal remains active, with a 67-week active streak and 52 of the past 52 weeks in trend support. 3. The ADR ranks in the 94.9th percentile of U.S. banks regional, with positive market dynamics and relative strength. 4. Latest volume was 17.1 million shares, below the 18.0 million 13-week average and roughly in line with the 17.9 million one-year base. 5. Key risks are a rich 96.4% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, a near-high position, and two recent reversal markers. Near-high price action keeps Mizuho ahead of regional bank peers. Mizuho Financial Group, the Tokyo-based banking, trust, and securities group, closed the latest week at $11.23 on the NYSE, just 0.9% below its 52-week high of $11. The ADR is now 98.1% of its one-year range, well above the 52-week low of $6.09, after gains of 4.9% over 4 weeks, 16.0% over 12 weeks, and 74.9% over the past year. The sector comparison is favorable. U.S. financial services gained an average 1.2% for the week and 10.0% over 12 weeks, while U.S. banks regional averaged 1.6% for the week and only 3.5% over 12 weeks. Mizuho ranks fourth in its 100-stock regional bank group for the latest week, sixth over 4 weeks, and seventh over 12 weeks, placing it in the 94.9th percentile of the industry set. Trend signal remains active, but the setup is not a fresh entry signal. ShareMaestro's trend signal is active, backed by a 67-week active streak and full 52-week trend breadth. Price is 19.8% above the weekly trend line at $9.37, which keeps the medium-term regime constructive. The composite score of 75 also points to a broadly positive setup, with positive market dynamics and positive relative strength readings. The nuance is in the signal state. Activity pressure is positive at 0.56. But the recent pressure reading has cooled by 36.8% over 4 weeks, and the signal panel shows no fresh buy trigger. Relative strength has improved by 18.1% over 4 weeks to 21.12, which helps explain the peer outperformance, while next week expectancy is positive at 59.20% based on similar historical setup states. Volume confirms interest, not yet conviction. The week's 5.5% gain came on 17.1 million shares, below the 13-week average of 18.0 million, and close to the 52-week average of 17.9 million. That puts the volume ratio at 0.9 times versus the recent baseline and 1.0 times versus the one-year base. So the move has participation, but not the higher volume stamp that often accompanies cleaner breakouts. Recent volume history has been uneven. Stronger weeks in April, June, and July drew materially higher turnover, including 25.8 million shares in the week of 10 July and 23.9 million shares in the week of 31 July. By comparison, the latest near-high move was less forceful, making participation the main confirmation gap to watch. Valuation distance and reversal risk are the main constraints. The price is also well above ShareMaestro fair value, at $5.72, a 96.4% premium. That does not by itself end a trend, but it raises the bar for follow-through, because expectations are already reflected in the price. The trend line at $9.37 remains the key weekly regime level if momentum fades. Risk readings are moderate rather than calm. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.5%, close to the 52-week base of 4.8%. The past 52 weeks show 34 positive weeks and 17 negative weeks. but the average loss of 4.5% is slightly larger than the average gain of 4.1%. The latest risk panel also flags two recent reversal markers, making the area just below the 52-week high an important test of continuation versus exhaustion. What to watch next? The first watch point is whether Mizuho can clear and hold above the $11.33 52-week high with stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would show a more decisive broadening of demand than the latest 0.9 times read. The second watch point is whether activity pressure stabilizes after its 4-week decline, while relative strength remains positive. If pressure fades again near the high, the stock could stay vulnerable to a pullback toward trend support despite the still active weekly signal. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Sharemaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.